Welcome to the one.
Jeez, that was loud.
Sorry,
that made my speakers explode.
Hang on.
Welcome to the 100.
Now, welcome to episode 101 of Big Timmy's House. We've hit the hurdle of 100, and we're gamboling into the future of the podcast.
Towards 200.
Yeah. 200's our next goal. We're going to... Well, let's get to 150 first. Come on.
Be more realistic.
I mean, we could... I think we could get to 200, but I figure if we have a baby step of 150, that's like another year, roughly, give or take.
Well, it's 52 weeks in a year, so...
Yeah, so we release usually one a week.
One a week, yep.
So we release 52 a year. So if we get to 150, it'll be like, oh, we've nearly hit another year.
Yay!
Which is, I think this might be the anniversary, technically the 2 year anniversary episode. So well done, guys.
Woo! Thank you for listening.
It all happens around the same time. Joining me this week, as I'm trying to say, is my wife, Tanya.
Hello.
And my bestest buddy and pal, Dave.
What?
So, are you guys okay? Dave, I hear you're hitting up a storm on Twitch at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just going to lay everything down. What I just said to Timmy before we started recording, you told me to get it ready. So my butt is sore, my hand is sore. I don't know why my hand is sore, but it might be sore. It's think I scratched it or something. I'm really tired because I've been sitting in the chair for almost the whole day. I've only had 2 hours break. And then for streaming, we went for playing Fatal Frame, where you take pictures of ghosts. I didn't mention that off camera. We were taking pictures of ghosts and taking selfies and uploading them on Instagram. The ghosts didn't like it, so they died. And then towards the end, there was one person who really loved the Milo avatar. And so tried the hardest to gather points by fighting people and gambling points on stream, and then got Milo, and then eventually subscribed to get a little cat symbol because she became a cool cat. So now she also subscribed, so I'm a little bit closer towards my goal of 15 subscribes, but sometimes Twitch reverts it back to zero, and I think I'm approaching that time slot where it's now going to reset itself. So I won't reach my goal.
But he could reach his goal if you guys go and subscribe to JazzChicken87 on Twitch.
Quick, quick.
Boom.
Now, quick, quick.
Let's see if anyone does it. And if you tell them that I sent you, maybe Dave will give you a special treat.
Well, there's some limited edition avatars that are currently available. There's now 5 left, so get them while they're hot. They're little Godzilla-y themed avatars that tower over everyone else. Once they're gone, they're gone. They won't be coming back. So only you guys will have them. If you don't get it in time, then you don't get it.
And you'll be disgraced by your family. Your family will be like, get out of here. You're not a son or daughter or not non-binary person.
Person I've never heard of before.
And you'll be like, father / mother / non-binary parent. I don't know how it works with parents. Anyway, well, that's good. What about you, Tan? Is there anything that you want to tell people about?
No, not really. Just going along as always.
But I think it's important to mention that we've nearly finished our games / library room. And the flat is really coming together nicely. Milo is fine. He went missing on Sunday. We couldn't find him. Turned out he was hiding under the sofa because there's like a recliner thing on it. And I probably like shit myself during that period of time because I was just like, oh my God, where's he gone? And I panicked lots and it was horrible. So that's a good time. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things. I recently received, bought a new game on the Nintendo eShop called Roombo, First Blood, which is about a vacuum Roombo. It's about a vacuum, a little robotic vacuum cleaner that has to defend its owner's house from invaders.
Yeah,
and it's just a lot of fun. I think
you can like hack different components with the Roomba as well, can't you?
Yeah. So like, I made the telly explode, and the best thing is after you've killed the intruders, and you have to clean up. And so you just have to sort of vacuum up all the blood and footprints.
In a minute, by the way.
You've got a minute to, yeah, I mean, it's not feasible. You can't really do it. I'm sure there is a way to do it, but I just think it's the most fun you can have with your pants on. Or off. I mean, I'm not going to judge how you play games.
You're not pantist.
Yeah, I'm not pantist. I was also playing some Super Mario Bros. 35, which is like a battle royale Super Mario Bros. On the Switch at the moment.
That is very fun watching.
It's basically you just play through Mario, but then every time you kill enemies, it goes to the enemies travel over to one of your competing people that's playing Mario. And so it's kind of a bit like Tetris 99, but with Mario, and you've only got 35 people as opposed to 99. again, good times.
Cat.
And Milo's here now. And I was playing Katamari Damacy Reroll. You're basically this little guy who's, you've got to collect all these like bits and pieces to make stars.
Debris.
Yeah, it's weird. I only played the demo though because I wanted to see what it was like. It's quite fun, but yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to get it. Who knows? I've already got quite a lot of video games. So yeah, good times. Good times, eh? Maybe I'll get it and stream it with you, Dave.
Maybe.
And maybe we'll be best buddies and drink shandies and stuff.
Shandies.
Would you like a shandy?
No.
Me?
Yes, you would probably have shandies.
I've had shandies before. I mean, I preferred to drink beer.
That's it.
But like, Dave doesn't like drinking beer, so. Anyway, we could just drink ciders. Fine, we'll drink. Oh, God, guys. I tried to offer shandies. That gets thrown back in my face. Let's get ciders. It's like, oh, but.
Anyway. Well, you have a shandy, I have a cider. God, stop moaning.
No, you've got to have the same millennial. Thing. It's supposed to be the same. God, don't you know anything about things? That's it, I'm going to my room. Slam. I don't know how to do a slamming sound effect. Anyway, so it's October. And we like to usually do spooky, creepy things during October, don't we? So I wanted to ask you guys, did you guys hear of the Yandere killer?
I've heard of Yandere Simulator, which is a game about the schoolgirl murdering everyone.
It sure is. So, to start off, I should probably explain what a yandere is. Basically, it's like a trope in Japanese anime and manga of generally a cute girl who becomes obsessed with a boy.
Senpai!
Yeah. Notice me, senpai!
Right, okay.
And, and basically goes on a murder spree to prove that their love. Weirdly enough, it happened in real life.
Wow.
So this was actually last year. On the hang on. So in May last year, the police arrested a 21-year-old woman on suspicion of attempted murder after they basically found her sitting in the lobby of her apartment building with her, I'm assuming at the time, ex-boyfriend, who was covered in blood, bleeding all over the place, and she was covered in blood, and she was just sat there smoking a cigarette, talking on her phone, like nothing had happened.
Woo!
So they.
What country is this?
This is in Japan.
Okay.
They basically found this man, like, he's basically dying, and
Wow, he wouldn't be in the best of moods.
Yeah. He was in high spirits. He's like, I guess I'm dying, guys. So they go along and they find this young woman, Yuka Takaoka, just sitting there next to this guy smoking a fag, and they sort of said to her, like, what's going on here? And she was like, my plan was to kill him first and then kill myself. And they were like, okay. She thought, I'll have a cigarette first. So he's obviously not in a good way. They rush him to hospital and he does survive. Apparently he doesn't hold any grudges against her. He's like, you know, these kind of things happen.
No, they do not.
Well, I mean, he's obviously, like, very forgiving. Yes, so she also said, since I love him so much, I just couldn't help it. After killing him, I too wanted to die. So she was not in the best of place today. She used to work at a girls' bar, which is like a, I guess it's like a sort of like, you know,
like a Hooters,
a bar for girls.
Yeah. And her other half also worked at the bar, so I guess like he would make the drinks, and she might take them out to the tables and get tips for being attractive. And yeah, I mean, you should see the pictures. I mean, I found out about this on a channel on YouTube called Rainbot, and she sort of looks at weird, disturbing things on the internet. And you see footage of this girl, just this really like unassuming Japanese woman, just smoking a cigarette and just like, yeah, you know, I'm just talking on the phone like there's nothing. And the police are sort of going around her like, doing, you know, cleaning up the blood and shit like that, and it's just like, what is this? So she obviously,
nice to know that she loved him lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as much as that was just a disturbing incident, it gets even more disturbing because as the story gets reported and gets onto the internet and translated across the world, she ended up getting a massive fan following. So people were like, oh my God, like she like loved him and tried to kill him. That's like a yandere thing. So they started labeling her the yandere killer. And I mean, she wasn't with a yandere stabber or something. it's weird. There's a lot of different nicknames for her sort of thing. A lot of people sort of like started to fancy her and obviously started Googling her, found her Instagram account where she's there cosplaying as these yandere characters and, you know, attractive Japanese woman who killed somebody. They're like, oh my God, she's the hottest thing ever. People started doing fan art of her, and it is like literally, I mean, I can't even describe to you, it's so weird. They've drawn these pictures of this taken from a photo from the crime scene of her just covered in blood, like seductively holding a knife. And I mean, we all think, I'm assuming that the thought process is that's really like not cool. Apparently, a lot of the artists were called out for it and just told, like, what the fuck are you doing, you mentalist? That's not a cool thing to do. And that they immediately sort of, like, you know, dropped it off and, oh, good. They all used the hashtag as well, you own Chan. A lot of people then started going like, oh, it's because she's got these pictures of her cosplaying as these characters, and she's actually gone and done it. The fault of anime. We should stop people from reading anime in case they murder everyone, which is the natural reaction to anything like, oh, these boys played GTA. They killed someone. Now we must ban video games in their entirety. You know, not going like, maybe we should like focus on the why they've killed these people.
The actual person and their mental state.
Yeah. It's just crazy. So, I just wanted to say, Dave, you're a single man. You found out that you're going on a date with a girl, like on one of these apps. What if you then found out, like, she's on the date with you and she goes, so I had an ex-boyfriend who I stabbed in the stomach, but he's fine with it.
And it's because
he was in high spirits.
He was like, it's not her fault. She's crazy. Would you carry on going on the date, or would you?
I'd say, oh, that's fine. That's kind of the reason why I'm single.
I left someone too. And then, yeah, I became fascinated with the story. It's just so weird because she looks so unassuming as well. She's just sort of like there. And the way she talks about it, apparently, she's just like, look, isn't it obvious? Like, I did this because I love him. Duh. And you're there going, I don't know if that is kind of an obvious thing. I mean, it is kind of a bit scary, you stabbing your boyfriend. Apparently, they hadn't even been going out that long as well. I think I read somewhere that they've been, like, living together for 3 days.
Right.
Maybe she found out, like, some of the bad habits, like, oh my God, you pick your nose and wipe it on the sofa. I'm going to have to remove your stomach now. I love you, but you're going to have to die for that. Or like he left this toilet seat up. Or he peed on it.
It's like that song we keep singing to ourselves. he had it coming from Chicago. And we just
Cellbop Tango.
Cellbop Tango, that's it.
We do it, but then I change it up so I'm just like, instead of it going like, in the song, it's these men do horrible things that provoke the women to murdering them. But I do things like, you know, he took me out for dinner. He offered to pay the bill. So I stabbed him in the throat 1,800 times. He had it coming. He had it coming. It's funny.
It's hilarious.
I mean, you're not laughing, Dave, but I can tell that the audience at home are laughing at this horrific song that we're singing about murdering men.
Murdering people. It's like, oh, he took me on a bike ride. It was such a glorious day. I had to stab him. Gah!
He took me to meet his parents, so I ran him over with my car 400 times. He had it coming. Da-da. He had it coming. Da-da. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, you would have done the same. Yeah, so murder's not really a good thing. I just want to point out, we're not endorsing murdering men, although that song is very funny.
And this is coming from people who have watched very gory films and horrors and read animes and like with violence in it, and we've seen violent cartoons and played violent games. We know that this is wrong.
Yeah, it's a bit of that.
The worst of it, we obviously, like, we know the difference between good and bad, but like, some of the nicest of peoples can go completely and utterly nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
they can even know that what they're doing is bad, but they do it anyway.
Yeah.
And as far as she's concerned, there's nothing wrong with what she's doing. She's there just like, no, this is the logical like process. And I think she is actually getting, I mean, they haven't just put her in general population. I think she's getting actual medical like help. At least I hope so. I couldn't see anything saying that, yes, we obviously decided she wasn't fit to go into regular prison, so we put her in a special psychiatric thing. But, oh no, I think she only got 3 years, actually. So she'll be out soon, Dave, if you want to...
3 years for murdering someone they've lived with for 3 days.
Well, attempting and just, to murder.
And just murder, chilling out by his corpse.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere, even on her. Oh, yeah, just 3 years. This guy ditched a 20p bus fare. Throw him in for life. Give him the chair.
Well, maybe we're missing something. Maybe the Subok Tango has something to teach us. Maybe this guy peeing on the seat meant that he had it coming. No, I'm joking. It's not at all. there's no sort of universe in which you can justify stabbing somebody.
No.
Unless, of course, they are trying to stab you. But I don't think he was. He literally is just like, the weirdest part is that he's there just like, yeah, look, like, I don't hold a grudge against her. I'm not dating her anymore, but I don't hold a grudge against her. But now I'm actually scared for him, because it's like, well, how do you know that she's not going to...
He's stalking you right now, well, stalking you while in prison, and then...
Well, I mean, they're probably not going to give her, like, it's not going to be like, here's your phone. On Instagram or something.
Oh, no, but you still have further than what sort of rights you have in Japan. I don't know, to be honest. But
well, I mean, if her main thing was obsessing over that guy, I think they would probably keep away communication tools and stuff like that. Try and wean them off. You know, like remember when we had to wean Dave off me because he kept trying to get bitty from me.
Bitty.
Yeah, we've mentioned it. He's going to remember now. The hypnotism's going to revert and he's going to start going for my breast milk.
Sure.
You don't remember any of this.
Sure.
Well, that's a good thing.
At least he didn't remember.
I think the hypnotist didn't remove your belief that you produce milk.
I produce milk. Well, it's more of a Guinness. It's more of a stout.
With hair.
Dawson stout. Hair. Well, it's hair shoots from my nipples.
There's hair in it.
Oh.
Because it grows around your nipples.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to keep you warm.
I mean, you could have it come out of your nipples, I guess, but that would be a bit weird.
Weird
I'm just
and gross.
Shooting
weird and gross.
Hair out of my man boobs. Like,
weird
come on! Weird and gross. Is that any way to talk about your husband's bodily functions? Features? Bodily features. I can shoot hair out of my nipples. It's like my mutant ability. Oh, everyone's happy with Wolverine. Oh, look, he's got claws. But when a guy shoots
can make
hair
rope.
Out of his nipples, yeah, I could... I could save people as they're falling off a bridge and then they go, what is this? And I'm like, it's nipple hair. And they're like, oh! Well, they died from vomiting. Probably not the best thing to do, but well, at least their bodies are safe, I guess. Anyway, I thought that was a great story about a woman's love for a man becoming so much that she had to stab him in the stomach. Do any of you at home have any stories like that? Maybe you are obsessed with somebody that you want to kill, please contact the police and tell them that you are having these bizarre thoughts and get help. Did we do that okay?
Yep, that's all right.
Is that enough of a I can't even think, like a PSA type thing.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. So, there aren't really any other interesting stories because everything else is just rubbish compared to that. I'm going to...
That was a very good story. So.
I've got a creepypasta for next week. So, because I know how much the listeners at home like creepypastas.
Creepy and, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Creepy spaghetti.
The scariest tagliatelle ever.
Surely it should be a spaghetti.
No, because that's a singular one, but you're having a bowl of creepypasta. Ah, see? A hot steaming bowl of creepypasta. And maybe I'll come up with my own creepy story for actual Halloween. And obviously we can act it out. It might happen, who knows.
Depends on how busy we are.
Depends on if I actually can
act it out. No one will see it, but
yeah, we'll do it like a radio play. We can add sound effects, which I'll forget to add. Or like maybe we can act it out, Dave, and Tanya can make the sound effects.
Sure, I like sound effects. Thunder.
Achoo! Laser.
Pew pew pew. Guns.
That's how you have to do the sound effects. You have to say one of these afterwards.
Cat.
Cat.
Kablamo. Stomach movement. Look, I had a stomach movement the other day where I was lying in bed and it just went, and I was like, what the hell? What is that? And I looked down and my stomach opened up. And there was like an engine in there, and we had to sort of like we fixed it up. It was all right. Do you not remember?
No.
No, it must have been while I was hallucinating on on drugs then or something. I don't know. Anywho, guys, it was really nice to have you stop by for the 101st episode of Big Timmy's House. I even know words now. So thank you all for listening. Don't obviously become a yandere murderer or a person. Yeah, if you start having those thoughts, maybe go and see a doctor
speak to somebody
you know who you can speak to. You can speak to Jess Chicken 87 on Twitch. Are you still playing the spooky photo game?
Yeah, I'm still playing Fatal Frame.
That's the one. Oh, is that what was that originally on then?
PS2.
You see, I have seen it a couple of times.
I'm always like, spooky ghost. There's a little Japanese girl trying to find what happened to her brother. Only the game shows you what happened to her brother right at the beginning.
Okay. Well, that's
can't you just tell her then? You could just tell them then, Dave. You could be so like, look, this is what happened.
Goes through the pig going, help me, as they kill you.
Oh.
And you take pictures of them, and they're like, no, don't upload it to Instagram.
Quick.
I've always wanted to play those games, and I heard that with one of them, it was like, I think it was one of the ones, I think it was on the Wii U. Like, apparently, like, they did a mode where in Japan, they had like bikinis or something. So these girls were running around in bikinis taking photos of ghosts. But in Europe, they changed it so that they were dressed up as Zero Suit Samus and Zelda.
Huh.
And I like the idea of running around as Princess Zelda in the full dress, just like, hang on a second, I need to take this photo. Like crawling through swamps and like haunted schools and stuff.
There's a ghost coming after me, you just need to take its... They could take its picture. It wants a headshot for its portfolio.
Oh, I was speaking with a photographer, a friend of mine, and he was saying that sometimes it's like you'll be taking photos, what you think are just headshots for somebody, and they'll just start taking their clothes off and be like, no, take nude. I need these nude photos as well. And he's like, I'm not that kind of photographer. So I can imagine the ghost just been like, come on, take a picture of these. Woo! They're my boobies. That's the worst.
It's just a swarm of ghostly bees.
Yeah.
I'm being attacked by boobies.
Help me. Yeah, but in theory, wouldn't they just go right through you? Like, how would a ghost attack you? I guess he could throw stuff at you, but like,
he not possess you.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
the way ghosts have been formed over the years, that ghosts can kind of solidify themselves enough to actually pick up things and throw it around, and they can hurt you, and by throwing stuff in you, they can possess you, they can scratch you. You just can't really do much to them.
Maybe that's what I'm... Well, I think my only fear is the fear of the unknown. So, like, if I heard a bang sound in the back of the house, I would be scared of going to check the back of the house because it'd be like, what is there? Because it could be, like, you know, some crazed, like, guy in his underwear, or it could be...
trying to burgle the
house. It could be some anime lady who's just like, I love you. Stab! Or it could be Milo with a machine gun. Like,
but if there was either of them, wouldn't they just walk into the room that you're sitting in? Or are they going, he's not coming to this room. Oh, I may as well leave.
Wait, what? No, they've just broken into the house, and I rushed to that room to see what's happened. Because obviously it could be
if you stay in the room that you're in, if there's someone broken into your house, you're still not safe. Because they could just go to the room that you're in. Or are you saying that if you don't rush to that room, then they'll be like, oh, he's not coming to this room, I'll leave.
No, I'm saying like, the fear of the unknown is the thing that would spur me to go to that room. If I stayed in the room, I wouldn't be like, I'm safe here. Because I'd be like, I'd still probably be like, the reason that I'm rushing to the room is to check that it's safe, even though I'm going towards danger. But my fear is of the unknown entity that's in that room. Like, we heard there was a weird noise in the living room, and it was Milo, like, closing the door. And like, I was still a bit like nervous going into the room because I was like, well, what, you know, what if it's not Milo? What if it's some like naked man who's just like, I've only got 3 eyes, I'm taking yours. And then like, you know, obviously if I just stayed in bed and he was like, he came into the room and was just like, the bedroom was like, I'm taking your eyes. I'd still be like, that makes sense. I'm now scared of a man coming in and been like, I've got 3 eyes, I'm taking yours.
You got more than enough eyes.
You don't need any more. Where are you gonna put these eyes?
Where's the extra eye?
Yeah.
He's like taped it to his chest or something. He
just bends over. Oh my god.
It's a birth defect. Anyway, that's you're playing Fatal Frame.
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened.
It just
got really weird. anyway, thank you for listening. Don't forget to come back next week for some spooktacular, or I'd say spooktacular creepypasta. Come on, guys, you know by this point when I pick creepypastas, they're never scary. I'd like to thank Tanya. All right, I've been Big Timmy.
Oh,
I forgot how.
You all right? You're about to pass out.
I think something hit me on the head before, and I'm just. Who are you?
I'm a bagel.
Well, get out of my house, you bagel.
Talking to your food.
No! I have hit my head. Anyway, bye.